Welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
I'm Bill.
And Bill and I just came from another fabulous meal. We went out tonight to a restaurant.
Yeah, we did it the easy way today. Hopped in the old space shuttle and headed for a very nice Italian meal.
Yes, we did.
Actually, Jim and I both enjoyed a little scotch on the rocks.
We did, because nothing else really appealed to me.
No, I will say this. What I do like about the local establishments is they keep the beer menu lively. But I generally don't go for a whiskey while I'm out and about. You know, I like to enjoy my spirits at home under the, you know, safe confines.
Well, I also don't like to pay the price for a shot of whiskey.
Well, I'm thinking the four glasses of whiskey we had tonight probably cost us as much as, you know, a full bottle of...
one of our usuals.
Yeah, exactly. Well. But I think today we've got a very special treat.
We went to a special liquor store afterwards. One that's kind of a supermarket of liquor.
We went to the largest liquor store in the area. Yeah. Now, it's not the most economically pleasing liquor store, but they got a wider selection than any place else I think that I've seen. Although, there's probably five really good liquor stores in the county where you can get different types of things.
Yeah.
And this is definitely one of the best.
And the one that we picked tonight certainly was not a cheap one. This one was about $85.
Yeah.
This, I think, is the most expensive one we've tried yet.
As far as doing the podcast, absolutely.
Yes.
But we've had some 18-year Macallan, which is probably in that price range. And I've had, I think, a couple of expensive Glenlivets at one time or another. But this is definitely up at the top of the range where we've been. But, you know, it is coming up on a certain very good friend of mine's birthday.
Yes, it is.
So I think maybe a little pre-birthday present. Unfortunately, your birthday happens to fall within tax season.
It's the day after tax.
It is the day after tax season. Yeah. Now, a funny thing happened while we were in this liquor store. I was talking to a more seasoned gentleman, and he was telling me how he had spent some time in Scotland. And he said, you know what? Scotch costs just as much there as it does here.
Which we already knew.
I already knew that because I stumbled upon a little bit of a tax time trivia that the scotch in England or in the
UK.
United Kingdom is taxed at over 60%.
Wow. We complain about living in New York.
Mm-hmm. At least we figure we're paying for the trip overseas to come with our scotch. They're just paying for it.
Well, we've never even heard of this one. This is called Scapa. S-C-A-P-A. Scapa. The Orcadian. This is from Orkney.
Well, let's crack it open and see what we can come up with. Yeah.
This is 16-year-old. It's got a rich color.
Oh, yeah. It's got a nice, almost rosy color to it. Have at it, Jim. Give it a little wrap there.
Cork?
I don't mind if I do.
It's got a nice scent.
It does. It's almost a... Wow, the cork itself has a slight fruity scent to it.
Mm. Your glass?
Why, thank you, sir. Oh, that's nice. Very aromatic. I mean, it comes out of the glass. You don't have to dive into it to get a good whiff.
Exactly. It's not harsh at all.
No, but it's full. It's strong.
Actually, if you breathe it deeply, just a hint of medicine-y.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's got a...
perhaps a hint of smoke in there, too.
It's a little fruity. It's also... It's got that same very clean, you know, springy, ocean-y... Mm-hmm. Light in the top of the nose scent to it. Look at that. That was really nice, little rosy, reddish, goldish hue. Nice color, nice scent.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a little sip, see what we got.
Jelly.
Sir?
It's not as sweet tasting as it smells.
No.
It's got that cool heat.
But it's a strong finish.
It is strong, but it's not a burn. It's not that backdraft, as you like to say.
No, but it sort of expands its way down.
Yeah, kind of fills your chest.
Yeah, a little spicy. It almost kind of, you know, gives you that little tongue burn like a cinnamon would. But it's not cinnamon in taste.
No.
It's got that feeling. Oh, I love that. I love that finish. It takes a deep breath for you.
That's the best part.
It is. I like this a lot. This is a tasty scotch.
This is very tasty.
This is a slow sipper, though. You can't do three quick shots of this stuff.
No, it's something you'd sit back...
Mm-hmm.
And sip this one slowly.
Yeah, I would call this a nice relaxation sort of. Not that you grab a bottle of scotch and plan on going anywhere, anyways. But
we don't.
No, this is a you know, you sit down, you can take a nice sip of this and relax, and you know, just enjoy the company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is almost getting old, Jim. Every time we open a new bottle of scotch, we like it.
Yeah, but we've touched on this before. We've not really moved too far outside of what we know we like. Now, this is not really a Highland. It's not really a Speyside. This one's a little bit different, at least geographically. But it's not that far out of our palate.
No. I would say this is a little bit more on the medicine-y side.
Just a bit, too. We didn't move the needle very far in that direction.
It's got a...
And if anything, it has more of the smell than it does the taste.
It's a drier. It's got that antiseptic sort of taste to it.
We've had others that had a lot more...
Yes.
In it than this does.
But I think the strongest part of this is the finish.
It's the finish. I'm with you 100%.
No, I mean, it's got a good scent. It's probably got one of the stronger scents.
Yeah.
But it's a very well-balanced flavor.
Mm.
I mean, the flat-out taste of it, not talking about how it finishes or how it settles on your tongue after, is very pleasant. It's kind of semi-sweet. It's like a dark chocolate. It doesn't taste like chocolate, obviously,
no.
But it's got that same sensation of being bitter and sweet at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the finish is the most noticeable characteristic of this,
right?
This scotch.
And that's my favorite part as well.
You've always been a fan of the finish. When we first started drinking whiskey at all,
yeah,
you said, I've always liked that slow burn you get from a bottle of whiskey. Mm. And I was less enthused by that at the time, but
right,
you definitely learn to appreciate it, but you also learn to know how it fits into your whole drinking experience. We say we taste whiskey, but you experience whiskey.
Mm.
And this is a full experience, and the finish just reminds you that you just had a pretty good glass of scotch.
Very much so.
So, this is a small operation from what I'm reading here. It says it's run by 3 guys, this distillery. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah. Look at that. Rich, long, slight, dry, with the merest hint of the sea is how it describes its finish.
That's pretty similar to what you said.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a lot of complex tastes unfolding with the further into this glass I'm going. It's pretty consistent all the way through.
I would say so.
Sometimes we drink these, and as you get further into the glass, you start to get different
tones, different flavors.
Yeah, different things start to stand out, and I'm not getting that at all.
No, it's
including the scent of it. It's consistent right down.
It's very consistent. Here's the thing: the scent is different than the taste.
Yeah, I think it's sweeter than the taste.
Yeah, the taste is it's not a sweet tasting scotch at all.
Not really.
This does not pretend to be a light, sweet drink. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing to mask that this is whiskey. Not to say that this is a harsh whiskey in any means.
No, it's very smooth.
But it's unapologetically straightforward. But it's fabulous. And, you know, normally we've finished our first glass by now. And I think what we said when we first took a sip out of this is that it's something you tip slow.
Yeah.
It's nice. I like it a lot.
I do too.
Jim, it's a nice selection. Well done, my friend.
Well, shall we try it with a drop of water?
I don't see why not.
Would you rather try it with the stones first?
Well, the stones happen to be right here.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Changes it on my tongue a little bit. It's not that cold, but it's...
It cools it. It elongates the finish.
Is it vanilla? Is that what it brings out? A little creamy something.
Yeah, I'll give it a creamy, vanilla-y, something like that. Almost caramelly.
Kind of an aftertaste.
Right.
Kind of
I
like it.
You know what? That's a little bit sweeter than it was.
Yeah. It matches the scent a little bit better.
Yeah, the chill actually brings it closer to the scent. I mean, it's still by no means as sweet as it smells.
No, if anything, I think it's the aftertaste that kind of gets a little bit of the sweetness to it. And a hint, it's not a lot.
Now, this is one. You get the very first taste on the very tip of your tongue as it enters your mouth, and it immediately goes right up to the roof of your mouth,
mm-hmm,
and then fills up your whole lungs. And it's a...
I like it a little better chilled.
I like it chilled. It's a very good... it's good taste chilled, but it's cooler going down, and, you know, the deep breath it takes for you,
right,
is a nice chilling breath after that.
So far, I like it better chilled, and I'm wondering if the water will do anything to it.
I'm willing to give that a try.
Mm.
I just probably took too big of a sip of this.
Mm-hmm. I did that earlier.
You cannot take too big of a sip of this.
No, it doesn't help.
No.
I did that earlier to finish the first glass.
It's a slow sipper, for sure.
Yeah.
You need to skip a breath if you're going to take a big swig of this whiskey. This will not let you take the express ride.
No.
It's enjoyable for what it is.
Yeah. All right, so glass number two is down. Let's go to number three. Hey, glass.
Thank you, sir. Just enough to add a couple drips of water to. See if we can separate the taste and figure out what we got here. Okay, so we've dropped, I'd say, between an eyedropper and a tablespoon of water into this.
Well, that's a pretty big range.
Yeah. Okay, it's probably closer to a teaspoon. As one would expect, it milds the scent some, but it still has that iodine-y, medicine-y kick to it.
A little bit of sweetness still.
Yeah, I was going to say it tempers the sweetness a little bit.
You put it to your ear. What are you listening for?
It's talking to me.
Can you hear Scotland?
Oh, that's Irish Spring, isn't it? Sorry. I don't know any Scottish tunes.
I don't know any. I'll be in Scotland before you.
Yeah, you take the high road. It really, really takes away from the upfront taste. It goes right past the tip of your tongue, right up to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. I'm still getting that kind of creamy or vanilla aftertaste way yep. back, but it cooled the heat right down.
Oh, yeah.
We may have put too much water in it.
It's a possibility. Fairness. Again, though, it still went right up to the top of your mouth, yeah. and it still went up into the sinuses. Yeah. So I don't think we put too much water in it. It's not undrinkable.
No, it's not.
I think this is just a little too mild. You know, straight up is fine. Normally, we put a little water in and it brings out different flavors. Mm. But this time, it really just tempered some of the flavors.
It kind of muted it, yeah.
You know, it might have separated it a little bit. I think I get a little bit of the spice on its own. But for me personally, of the three ways we just tried this whiskey, I like it straight out of the bottle.
Did you?
I like the very first experience we had with it. I like the full effect from the scent on the cork all the way through to the second, third, fourth breath on the finish. Mm. And it really dries you out. You know, it's like your mouth is totally dry by the time you finish a sip of this whiskey from the bottle. I think in this particular whiskey, the dryness is a big part of the experience.
And I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you to an extent. I think my personal preference, I kind of liked the little creamy edge that I got from... I get it with the water, too, but the water takes away everything else. I think what you're describing, chilled just a bit with the stones, also brought out a bit more of that, I'll call it creamy. I don't know if it's vanilla. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
I think creamy is probably a better, because creamy is more of like a...
It's like a texture.
Right.
It's as much texture as it is flavor.
It's probably more texture than flavor in this case, because vanilla is a definite taste.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure that we get that out of this, but when you put the stones in it, it definitely gives you that nice, full, smoother effect. Right. But, to me, for my money, I'm just saying that full, dry, very... And it's odd for coming from me, because, when it comes to wines, I can't stand a dry wine.
No.
But I have a different appreciation for whiskey than I do for other things, obviously. And
well, it's evolving, which is the most fun of this whole thing.
Yeah, but now we're getting better at understanding our own tastes. And I think we're also getting a little braver at trying to step. I don't even think it's really stepping outside our wheelhouse. I think it's just expanding our tastes and moving into different areas.
Right.
And who knows? Maybe we'll throw a bourbon or two in there in the next few few rounds.
Absolutely. Yeah, I felt that it was a treat for me to do the Irish whiskey. It was a treat for both of us. It was an outstanding whiskey.
I'm still going to say this. Of everything we've done, for the money, that whiskey is the best we've had.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hands down.
That's,
hands down. And I'm not saying that this isn't a good whiskey.
No, this is wonderful.
But this costs twice as much.
Twice as much. I don't know that the value is there.
This is not twice as good.
I don't think so.
This is good.
It's terrific.
I'll even say that this is a better whiskey than that. But I will not say that it's twice as good. So anyways, this is a expensive bottle of scotch. It's not something, I've got to have this again.
If it were half the price.
If it were half the price, it would be an amazing bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not something that is a have to have.
No.
This, you know what this would be great for? Hot tub scotch.
Ooh, that's perfect.
Jim, I appreciate it. The experience. It's always great to put another podcast together.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping we put another one together before your birthday, but if we don't, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much.
And we will catch all of you again later.
That's right. Thank you very much for listening.
Until then, I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch.
Nice job.
Hey, we do our best.